Denmark the guard comes after Barriga. Prison goes back to Boilo. Tom Madigan breaks it up. There shouldn't be any penalty call, I don't think. Barriga, Pickard, Boilo, Prison. And we may have a penalty or two. Might be Harwood and Prison, I'm not sure. Or Boilo and Prison. At 3:12 of the third, the complexion of the game can now change very suddenly. Prison is in the box, I'm sure. He's standing on the side. Harworth goes in the penalty box. They started it, and they go in. And now, the Blades have four men, the Seals have four men. But in this kind of an instance, it's where your fine skaters come in, and the Blades have a tremendously fine skating team. And they have Maxwell, Howard, Madigan, Barriga. Against Vanagapko, Thurlby, Picard, Manta. The Blades on the move to tie it up. Down the side they go into the San Francisco zone, back of the cage. The puck cleared away by Manta. Manta skates off the right side of it. Comes up, looks around for a man, spins to his left side, whips it around the corner. Around the left side it goes. After it is Jean-Marc Picard. Picard whips it around. He comes after it to the right corner. Up to Thurlby. Thurlby gets it back to the neutral zone. It's kept back in on play. Maxwell's all alone. He shoots and Bobby Perreault makes the stop. Bobby Perreault is going to see Maxwell in his dreams all summer long on that same shot. 12 feet from the left side, coming right in. And the last time that Maxwell made that shot, he almost broke the jaw right off Bobby Perreault. Faceoff, left, right side. San Francisco's on. Haley's in there with Odrowski, Sear, and McNabb. The faceoff controlled by Sear to Haley, back to McNabb. Left side of the cage, skates McNabb. Stops, goes back, comes out his right side. Skates and passes off the left side. Up the line they go. He passes off to Haley. Haley has the breakaway. Unfortunately, it's an offside pass. Haley made the breakaway, but it was an offside pass. That is, one player or another across two lines. 3:56. On the clock. Faceoff still in San Francisco's zone. Here's the faceoff. McNabb, right side it goes to Haley in the blue line. Haley, right side down in the attacking zone to Sear. Sear takes the right hand shot, glove saved by Jack North, back of the cage into the left hand corner. Haley kicks it out of there, has it, stops in a dime, passes it into the right hand point. Sear picks it up. 1 minute of penalty time remaining. Around it goes to Odrowski. Odrowski skates deep into the left side. Stop, skates out the right side. He's knocked down. The Blades have a 2-on-2. Here they go. There's the shot on goal, and it's a glove save that knocks Bobby Perreault to his knees. A whistling shot that knocked Bobby Perreault to his knees. Another line change. Vanagapko and Thurlby come on with a minute of penalty time remaining. About 45 seconds to be exact. Sear and Haley come on. 4:25 into the third. 3-1 Seals lead. Vanagapko facing off, back to the point. Camille Bedard has it set up. There's the shot on the screen. Glove save, 50-footer. Bobby Perreault to McNabb. Right side to Vanagapko to Thurlby. It's checked away by Willie O'Riordele. back behind his own cage after the puck is McNabb, whips it around the corner. It's cleared again by Camille Bedard. Again, Bedard tries the shot, deflected by the stick of Odrowski. Odrowski takes his man out, gets the center in front. Willie O'Ree takes the shot, and he scores! A pass by Odrowski in front of the net. Willie O'Ree intercepting, slamming it home for the goal, and it's 3-2. And Los Angeles is just one goal away from tying it up and necessitating a playoff. Sudden death. Here's the face-off. Each team with four men. The Blades, Willie O'Ree, again coming on. O'Ree is flying. Red line, blue line. Into the corner he goes. The puck taken away by Picard. Cleared away by Johnson. Johnson centers it off. Cleared off by Ed Panagiotto. Panagiotto skates the red line. Passes the left side to Brisson. Brisson in for the whistling shot. And it's off the split leg save. A shot cut by Mantha. It's wide to the left side. Both teams are at equal strength. The Blades want to tie it up. Here they come. Across the attacking blue line. In behind the San Francisco cage they go. And the puck is wedged into the netting. And we step out of here with a score, San Francisco 3, Los Angeles 2.
Say, if you avoid instant coffee because you expect too much from it, here's a very bold idea. Can't we expect something more from instant coffee than speed and strength? Let's hope. In fact, let's not just hope. Let's get MJB Instant Coffee and see what a neat blend they've made of strength and flavor. Really honest to goodness. Aromatic, subtle, sensuous, palate-pleasing, tantalizing flavor. It's all there in MJB Instant Coffee. Expect it.
Boy Story here once again at the Cow Palace. 5:42. The puck is frozen against the boards. Referee Lloyd Gilmore to get out of the way and allow action to continue. Climbed all the way up the 6-foot fence. A 3-2 hockey game. The Blades are one from tying. Here on San Francisco ice. Face off, San Francisco zone. Back it goes. Trying to get that shot. There's the slap shot deflected by Mantha. Mantha fighting up to the red line. He delivers the puck. Cleared out of the way by the LA Blades. They have a man coming down the side. 3-on-2. Here's the shot. There's the deep. The flash of the puck is off to the left side. Bounces against the board. As Perreault forced him wide of the net. Back of the net goes Mantha. Mantha comes out. Gips it off to McCaskey. McCaskey falls down on the puck. It's cleared away by the Blades, and the Blades seemingly desirous of really charging forward to tie that score. The puck cleared to the neutral zone, and again Los Angeles moving. Across the line, Mark Boileau, hounded by Nick McCaskey, rammed into the board hard. The puck, though, is cleared away by Howard. Howard looks for a man. Has it to the point. Back to Howard in front of the net. Cleared away by Mantha. Mantha gets it back to the blue line. And again, the San Francisco Seals, forechecking, try to pick up the puck for the Blades. They're trying to hustle him and outskate him. Here's the shot. Poke checks away by Picard. Picked up by Mantha and Byrne. Picard breaks away. He goes in for the shot. And it's a save by Jack Norris. Mantha had the stolen puck, was all alone, but the puck was rolling. It would not stay flat, and Mantha could not control the puck. Consequently, all he could do is swing at it and hope it would go in. It did not. It's 3-2, San Francisco. Ray Sear, Haley, and Nicholson. McNabb and Odrowski facing off right side, Los Angeles zone. The Blades gets the face off. Norm Johnson's line. Here they come. Up the red line. Johnson skating hard, deep into the corner. Goes after the puck. It's cleared away by Nicholson. Nicholson skates back of his man. Off to Haley. The Common goes around. Con Madigan again puts the knee into Nicholson and drops him. Haley picks up the puck back of the net. Looks for a man in front of the cage. Goes back of the cage again. Again he finds a man. Can't get it. The puck is turned in front of the net by Haley. Cleared out of there by Nicholson. In front of the net again by Nicholson. Haley tries to clear it. He can't get the puck away. And it goes back to the neutral zone. And it's cleared to the red line. Offside pass is called against San Francisco. What a hectic 7 minutes and 31 seconds of the third period we've seen. The Blades have closed it from 3-0 to 3-1 in the second period. Here in the third, they've made it 3-2. Norm Johnson against Ray Sears. The faceoff picked up by the Blades again. Up the side, Willie O'Ree shoots it in on target. Back of the goal, it bounces. Odrowski skates the right side. Gives it to his right wing, Haley. Haley tries to bang it against the board. Gives it to Sear on the red line. Sear off to Odrowski. Odrowski skates the right side of Nicholson. Nicholson takes the shot. It's deflected. It's frozen by Jack Norris again. On a prostrate save. Jack Norris with a tremendous effort. And Al Pike didn't guess wrong. Well, he had a juice between the two goaltenders. Because you can't do any better than Norris is doing tonight. Faceoff controlled by Haley to Sear. To Nicholson. It takes the shot and it's off his stick to the right side. And again, Nicholson is knocked down. How Al can stand up, I don't know. With that bum leg of his. How he can even skate. The puck cleared down into the San Francisco zone to our left. Odrowski is after it. Skates off the left side. Gary loses the puck again. It's picked up by San Francisco. By Los Angeles. Shot on goal. Cleared by Perreault. McNabb runs his man into the board. The puck clear to the side. Back in front of the cage. It's bounced in the air. Knocked around. Back to the point. Here's the shot. You can't see it. Where is it? Right side of the net it goes. And again it goes back. And again it's a prostrate shot on the body. And again it's blocked by the body to the field. Sear has it. He races the red line. The blue line. Haley's with him. He flips it to Haley. And he scores! To Haley. It hit the stick of the goaltender instead and deflected into the net. And it's 4-2 San Francisco. The Seals, after the goal, skated in mass back to Bobby Perreault and literally hugged him off his feet for the fantastic job that he did, as well as Picard, Mantha, Sirley, all of them. And it's now 4-2 for the Blades, trying to get back in there again. Willie O'Ree shoots it into the San Francisco zone, into the right-hand corner. It's cleared by Captain Eddie Sanagasco. Sanagasco's dumped, but he picks up the puck in the neutral zone. It goes back to the red line, and again the Blades come back after it. It's practically a stand-up hockey game from here. O'Ree comes in for the shot. Glove save, Bobby Perreault. Back to the point it goes. Cleared out of the way by Madigan. Another stick save on a 60-foot slap shot by Con Madigan. The save by Perreault. And the puck is sent down to the other end of the rink. Icing is called. San Francisco at 9:21. What a fantastic melee of players. There were at least six shots on the body of the San Francisco Seals and the goaltender Bobby Perreault. And everyone was blocked. And finally the puck was kicked to the board. And Haley got it out to Sear, who raced to left side. Sear outrunning his defense. Haley to the right side. Sear to pass on a shot passing attempt. Got it out there and instead of deflected into the net. This one deflects into the crowd. By the goaltender Jack Norris it went to make it 4-2 at 9:25 of the third period. Sure glad I take these pills so I don't get excited. Here's the faceoff. Inside the blue line of the San Francisco Seals, controlled by the Blades, taken away by Connolly and Burns. Connolly has it. Stick handles his way out of trouble. Gets around across the blue line. Back to the red line to McCoskey. McCoskey has Burns all alone. Tries to pass. It's too far up in the air. Deflected by Con Madigan, who is again doing a fine defensive job. The puck down into the right-hand side of the board. Into the corner. Back to the Los Angeles net. Under the opposite corner. And on that far side, McCoskey races over and freezes the puck. We step out of here with the score, San Francisco 4, Los Angeles 2.
Say, how do you define a good cup of coffee? Well, that's easy. A good cup of coffee is one that tastes just great. That's MJB coffee. The great flavor you get from MJB coffee is the result of the roasting process. MJB roasts coffee beans so they fatten up, and that brings out more flavor. Smart idea? You bet it is. Better way of doing things? Sure. Really more flavor? Well, now you just try a cup of MJB coffee and see.
Roy Story here once again. 10 minutes to go in the third period, regulation time. It's 4-2 San Francisco. The Blades trying to get the puck out of their zone. The Seals trying to keep it in there. Burns back of the net, goes after it along with McCaskey. McCaskey breaks up the pass and breaks up the forechecking effort of the and sends the puck back to their zone. Willie O'Ree now hustles the line. Across the line he comes, tries to break through. He can't do it. The puck gets broken up. The play broken up by McCaskey and his two defensemen. Back to the right side, to the right point. Camille Bedard, screenshot, back of the San Francisco cage it goes. Into the webbing of the cage. On the back side, to the face-off outside the blue line. Driving for the goal, centers in front of the net to Nicholson. Nicholson runs into the corner. The puck is cleared away by Willie O'Ree. It comes back onto the blue line. The Blades are on the attack now. Los Angeles shooting for the goal to the right. Leo Levine driving through. Haley runs into Levine. Knocks him down. Wide open shot on goal. Missed by Sam Maxwell of L.A. And a penalty is on San Francisco's Haley. It's 11:02. And the Seals will find themselves with a penalty team on the ice once again. Leo Levine, without question, the most valuable player of the Los Angeles Blades.
Number 15, Les Haley, 2 minutes for cross-checking. Time, 11:02.
So the Seals will have to try to stave off for 2 minutes what will be possibly the last tremendous onslaught offensively by the Blades with their power team. Jack Norris having his back massaged. He was battered into the cage as Nicholson rammed into him, trying to score that goal in the pass. And as soon as he's ready, the Blades will try to get out there and go for that second power play goal. They've had 5 opportunities tonight, the Los Angeles Blades. They have scored 1. This is, rather, they have had 4 and scored 1. This will be their 5th. The Seals have had 3 and have scored 1. They lead it 4-2. San Francisco Seals, leading in the best of 7 series, 3-2. For the Patrick Cup that they won last year. I was imagining what was going through some of their minds as they stood at attention on the blue line and looking to our left, looked at not only the stars and stripes, but below it, the gold and white and black banner that is up there that says San Francisco Seals, Western Hockey League champion, 1962 and 63. They have played like that emblem is firmly imprinted on their minds. The goalie, Jack Norris, is getting a good rubdown at the moment, trying to work the kinks out of that. It is quite possible that Jimmy McLeod may still see action. Is the other goaltender for the Los Angeles Blades. The last game we played here went till 11:30. Actually, besides trying to give you a night of entertainment, we're trying to fix it so Frank Johnstone doesn't have to do a 20-minute newscast.
Al Nicholson also received an assist on Steele's last goal.
Al Nicholson gets an assist on that race here goal. He has one goal and two assists tonight. Jack Norris goes back in the cage to our right. The face-off again for the Blades, and it's been their fortune every time to face off in the San Francisco zone. We'll face off Thier, McCaskey, Picard, Mantha. Thier against Johnson. There's the puck dropped down. Back to the right-hand point it goes. Willie O'Ree back to the right. The right point to Bedard. He's got the angle. He shoots. It's off the pad. Camille Bedard cleared by McCaskey down to the other end of the ring. Jean-Marc Picard gets the credit for that one as he wrestled the man in front of him to the ice. The puck at the blue line, up to the red line. Backchecking all the way. Leo Levine has the puck kicked away. Taken away by McCaskey and Picard. Picked up by Ray Thier. Thier back off to Mantha. Mantha ices the puck to the other end once again. Thier comes off the ice. Connolly goes on. The Blades hustle. They have all their speed. O'Ree, Maxwell, Levine, and Bedard. Here they come across the blue line. They drop the puck. It's poke checked out of the way. Flapped on goal. Knocked on in front of the net. Cleared out of the way in front of the goal. And oh, Levine scores again. Leo Levine. The puck bounced in the air over the defense in front of the goaltender and into the crease. And now, once again, the pressure is on San Francisco as it is 4-3. Leo Levine gets his second goal. And so at 11:52, it is 4-3. San Francisco leading by one. Odorowski bounces the puck in on goal of the Los Angeles Blades. Sanagavko with Thurlby and Brisson go after the puck. It comes on the forechecking line. The Blades, with their tremendous skating ability, rakes the left side. The shot is back behind the goal. Off the side it goes. After it is Odorowski behind the cage. Odorowski is knocked down. The puck cleared away. They scramble for it. Still fighting for the puck. It lies between a bevy of Blake, and the whistle blows it dead in front of the cage. It's 4-3. The power play for the second time paying off for Los Angeles. Sanagavko against Gordon Howard. They'll face off left side, San Francisco zone. Here's the face off. There it goes, back to the side. Sanagavko has the face off. Off the left side to Brisson. Brisson races the red line. Reaches the blue line. Left side he goes. Takes the shot on goal. Glove saved by Jack Norris, and he hangs on to it. Tonight, Eddie Panagapko, as you know, is using a new stick, the one he scored all those goals on, and assist he broke. He came by and said, "Roy, get a good grip on that blade for me. Bring me some luck." So I said, "Okay, Eddie, that's the stick he's using right now." Here's the face-off. Back to the neutral zone. Back of the cage for L.A. They have the puck at 12:41. On the blue line, Boileau races with the fence. Stick save deep into the corner, though. Cleared away. Los Angeles right in the corner, almost coming up with it on some tremendous stick handling play making. The Los Angeles Blades deep in the corner. They have the puck bounced right in front of the net. Frozen by Bobby Perreault. To KFRC AM/FM, RKO General in San Francisco. Face-off. Back to the point. Back to the neutral zone. The Los Angeles Blades getting the face-off from Thier, but it goes all the way back of their own cage. They have the men on the ice. One man extra. Rather, the penalty is killed, I should say. Both teams at equal strength. Haley steals the puck. Takes the puck back to Nicholson. Nicholson sets himself up. Drives to the right side. Back to the point to Mantha. Mantha deep into the corner. Back of the cage to Haley. Haley takes the side. Goes in front of the net. Tries to pass it. He does. And Nicholson is ridden out of the way. The puck is cleared by Los Angeles. After it is Dan Mackerel in front of the net. And Mantha sweeps the puck away. But Bedard has an angle shot. He shoots. It's back of the San Francisco cage. Into the cage they go, belting the man into the board. The puck is cleared by Mo Mantha and frozen against the board as he has his stick taken away. And a puck is still in play. Los Angeles has it. It bounces into the corner. Haley against the board to Ray Sear at the red line. 3-on-2. Sear back off to Haley. He shoots and across the stick of Jack Norris. Beautiful save. Los Angeles coming back again. On their way, driving across the goal. The puck cleared away by the Los Angeles Blades, deep into the right-hand corner. There's the shot on goal, blocked by Jean-Marc Picard. The puck cleared by Nicholson to the other end of the ring. And icing is called in San Francisco for a line change.
Icing.
Four to three the score. The Blades trail to one time 2-0, then 3-0, then 3-1, then 3-2, then 4-2, now 4-3. A great skating unit. They're not out of it. They want to get back in because they know there's no more if they don't make it tonight. The faceoff, and the puck is frozen against the boards on the right side. At 14:30. The Blades scoring twice in the power play tonight, which is unusual for them. Here's the faceoff once again. The puck is picked up by McNabb, back of his cage. Larry to the right wing. Conley. Conley skates out of his own zone. Passes on the red line. But the puck is intercepted by Con Madigan. Picked off by McNabb and back to the neutral zone it goes. Madigan has been playing a fine game for them. Breaks across the line and is offside as he does. Mark Dufour says something to Charlie Byrne. Burns comes around and says, you want to do something, Mark? Let's go. 14:46. We'll do something. We step out of here with a score. San Francisco 4, Los Angeles 3.
And now we come to an instant commercial from MJB's Best in an Instant Coffee. We just want to ask you one question. When you drink instant coffee, is it strength you're after? It is, isn't it? Real strength plus aroma, richness with more real coffee flavor. Well, if that's what you're after in instant coffee, let me recommend that you try MJB Instant Coffee, made for people who want real coffee flavor as well as strength. Enjoy the best in an instant with MJB.
Play underway once again here at the Cow Palace. The Blades on the attack. Have the puck sent back to the neutral zone. Conley, McCoskey, and Burns doing the forechecking for Lodowski and McNabb. The puck in the red line. Burns backhands it down to the other end to our right side. It whips around the curve and behind the Los Angeles net, where they pick up the puck onto the neutral zone. Gordon Howard, forechecked away by Odrowski. But Boileau stepped in for L.A., bangs the puck back of the San Francisco goal. He tries to center the puck in front of the net. He gets it there once again. Again, the puck goes around the horn. McCoskey picked it up. Gently sends it down the side. It will not be icing. He got it for a line change. Thurlby, Brisson, and Panagapko come on at 15:50. And here comes Big Con Madigan. Driving the line. He's got the shot, and it's cleared away at the last second. Deflected off by the kneecap of Bobby Perreault. Back on the blue line it goes. Offside, San Francisco. 16:03. The score. If you haven't seen a professional hockey game, believe me, you're missing something. Here it is, the puck back to the red line. Cleared away, the LA Blades driving, forechecked away by Thurlby. To Ed Panagapko, spins to his right, skates to his left side, forechecked out of the way, drives in for the puck again, sets it up, leaves it, picks it up again. Eddie looks for his man, passes it against the board. After it is Tommy Thurlby. Thurlby racing Willie O'Ree, but he can't get by the speedster, and the puck goes into the right-hand corner of the Los Angeles zone, where Brisson tries to sweep it clear. But it's cleared back into the opposite corner. And again, Shelby comes after it. The puck poke checked out of there by Tommy. Dumped off the right side. O'Ree, ready to race down the board. Shoots it behind the San Francisco net. After it, the San Francisco Seals. They bang the puck against the boards, and the Blades freeze it. It's their advantage, you know, to freeze the puck in the attacking zone, because they can get a shot, at least one slap shot, possibly. Ray Sears' line comes on. This will be the last home game of the year here, regardless of the Seals win or lose. No more hockey in San Francisco until next season. Here's the faceoff. Poked back to the board. Picked out by O'Ree. Takes the shot on the screen. Where is it? It bumps to the right side. A melee of bodies. Back to Camille Bedard. Bedard into the right-hand corner. Back to the cage. Cleared in there by Jean-Marc Picard. Picard is tipped up. The puck is golfed away by Willie O'Ree. Cleared back to Nicholson. Nicholson, it falls down. Gets the puck to Haley. Haley faced out. He goes in. He shoots and it drops the man to the right side. Camille Bedard was the one man. Nicholson runs Bedard out of the way. Gets it back to Sear. Sear bounces it behind the cage to the left side. Haley picks it up into the right-hand corner. Haley looks for a man to pass to. Ridden hard into the boards. He's knocked down. Nicholson comes over to help him out. And freezing the puck, the Los Angeles Blades in the San Francisco zone. And Haley comes up to Norm Johnson and says, let's have a little go. On the clock. It's going to be stand-up action from here on in, I know. Here they go. 4-3 the score. The Seals have the puck in the face-off. In the San Francisco zone, in the Los Angeles zone, at 17:32. Burns, Bukowski, Conley, McNabb, Odrowski. Ollie Hudson comes on for Los Angeles. Boyle, Howarth, Madigan, Bravo. The face-off against Burns and Howarth. There's the face-off. Back into the right-hand corner it goes. Slapping port of the San Francisco Seals. Back to the right-hand point. Into the right-hand corner again. Burns after it again. Bangs for the puck. Tries to get it. Bangs his man away and he loses the puck. And a penalty is called in Los Angeles. A penalty is called in Los Angeles. At 17:45. And so for the next 2 minutes. In other words, within 15 seconds of the final seconds to play, in other words, after the penalty is killed, if the Seals do not score on the power play and the Blades do not score on the short side, there will be 15 seconds of penalty time remaining. That's all. Here's the faceoff, back to the neutral zone. Picard with a power play with Panagapko, Conley, Manta, Brisson. The puck back of the Los Angeles net. Bounced in there, picked out of there by Eddie Panagapko to the right-hand corner. Eddie goes in after it. Everybody is standing up in here. The puck back to the right point. The shot on goal knocked down by Con Madigan, and that's the fellow that's been doing the damage. Off the left side of Gordon Howarth. Takes the shot on goal. Cleared out of the way by Jean-Marc Picard. Picard goes to the left side, runs his man down, drops him against the board quickly to Conley. Conley gets it off to Brisson. Brisson has a 2-on-1. Left side pass, it goes. But it bounces too high to Panagapko. Eddie tries to get back to the point. Bounces it to the right-hand side of the board. After it goes Mo Mantha. Behind the Los Angeles goal. The L.A. Blades' Willie O'Ree centers the buck back to the neutral zone. Time is running out. Here's the buck. Banta. Across the board to Brisson. Brisson. Back to Picard. Back it goes to the neutral zone. Willie O'Ree sends it back with a minute of penalty time remaining. And it's offside San Francisco. The Seals lead it 4-3. There is a minute and 11 seconds of regular playing time remaining. .18:49 on the clock. And now Ray Sear, who's had two goals. Len Haley, who's had two assists. Al Nicholson, who's had a goal and two assists. On the ice. But McNabb and Odrowski facing off outside the blue line at 18:49. The face-off for the power play team on the ice for the Seals. Back behind the gauge it goes. Down the line, onto the right-hand point. Haley picks it up, fakes his pass, looks to center it, skates back to Nicholson. Nicholson tripped up, loses the puck. It's picked out of there, back to the point. Puck gets into the corner. Back behind the net, it's cleared. 1 minute to play. The L.A. Blades want to clear that puck out of there if they can. The puck goes down the side of the rink. The Seals striving to become champions of the Western Hockey League for the second time in a row. And the Los Angeles Blades fighting for their lives. The puck goes back to Nicholson. Nicholson has it. Back to Sear. Sear has it. Lips passes it. He can't get hold of the puck. Into the corner at 19:30. The puck back to the neutral zone. 30 seconds to play in this period. 15 seconds of penalty time. Haley deep to the corner. Passes in front of the net. And the puck can't get there. So he skates around instead. Drags the puck away. 20 seconds to play in this game. Back it goes to Nicholson. Nicholson has the puck. Back it goes in the point. To Sear. Sear. Back to McNabb. McNabb shoots the puck back in the corner. There's 8 seconds. There's 7 seconds. The Seals shot on goal. Bounces away. The puck is almost over. The game is over. The Seals take it.
Hockey League above us to the left side. Bud Poile out there. The Blades and Seals lining up to shake hands, as is traditional in any hockey game where a victorious playoff game has been played. People are crowding onto the ice by the hundreds, and a crowd of 11,229. Now the crowd chanting. They want to hear their men. So right now, let's get out of here quickly for our commercial and come back and listen to them. The score, the final. San Francisco 4, Los Angeles 3.
Say, do you remember breakfast the last time you packed into that hidden mountain lake? Or do you recall that special Sunday morning, that first one back home in a long time? Remember how great the aroma of Perkin coffee was? How could you forget? Coffee fresh and pure adds flavor to any occasion. But when you shop for coffee, are you sure you're getting the most flavorful kind? You're missing flavor if you don't bring home MJB coffee. All coffee looks alike, and you make it the same way. However, what MJB does to coffee before you get it makes a difference. As we've said before, MJB has a special way of roasting rich, prime, quality coffee beans. They expand, fatten up, if you will, in the roasting, and there's an important reason for this. Expanded beans grind into coffee with more flavor, a great deal more. And not only do you get more flavor from MJB coffee, you get more measures to the can, more cups to the pound. 2 to 8 more cups, in fact. So, for that very special Sunday morning kind of coffee flavor every day of the week, make sure you get great MJB coffee.
Let's pick up the public address announcer in the background.
One to come on two successive years.
that anybody has won the Battery Cup 2 years running.
Very pleased at this time to present the Lester Patrick Trophy, emblematic of the championship of the Western Hockey League.